Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Are you ready? Are you ready for the day? If not, let's just take a deep breath together. Just take that breath and let yourself clear your mind of all the troubles, anxieties, stresses, and pressures that you feel at this moment so that you can focus on the truth of God, because we have a staggering truth before us today. We are still looking in Psalm chapter 46. This is written by the sons of Korah. And the last section is a very famous one. It is a verse that we have heard very much. And it's one that we need to take to heart because it has powerful sentiment, powerful thoughts for us if we will just take the time to internalize them and let them root themselves down in our souls. We're going to begin in verse number 8. It says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord." So do you hear what he's saying? Come and look at what God has done and does do in this world. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Now, this whole talk of war and desolations and all of that is an attempt by the writer to make us realize that God is bigger than even the greatest things that we tend to fear in life. Wars, desolations, those who can come against us. God is bigger. He's able to overcome them. He can destroy those threatening things easily because of who he is. And then comes the part that we are most familiar with, verse number 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Now, if you're able to look at that passage here in Psalm 46, you'll notice those phrases that I just read are within quotation marks. They are written as if God is saying them directly to us. So I want to read them again. And I want you to not just imagine, but to know in your heart of hearts that as you hear these words, God is saying them to you. And then we'll talk a little bit about what it means that he is saying this to us. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Why do you suppose the psalmist personifies God in this way? Well, it's because God does say this to us through the inspired word of their pen. He says, "Be still." We live in a very busy world, don't we? We live in a very noisy world. And God is telling us, take the time, like this morning mindset, like other moments in your day, to be still. Calm yourself. Let the stress go. Relax and remove all the tension from your mind. Be still and know that I am God. My friends, no matter what we are facing in life, God is there. He is in existence. He is with us. And he says, "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The point is, nothing is going to threaten God's rule over this world. And that includes your life. If you are a child of God, if you are his, if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you are within that reign. And he says, he will be exalted among the nations, among the earth. That means in your life, even those difficult circumstances that cause you to fret and worry and not be still before him. So my friends, let's learn how to practice this throughout the course of our day. Let's learn how to be still and to remind ourselves that he is God still, even in the difficulty and in the stress and pressure of life. He will be exalted in our lives. He is exalted in our lives. Would you be sure to tell someone about the Morning Mindset and about the help you're receiving? I would love for more and more people to simply hear the Word of God every day and start with their minds aligned with his truth. Join me again tomorrow.